The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, hi again, fans of the greatest in the 60s music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 477. Hat tip to last week's episode. Did you catch it? I said it was a special episode. Could be an exaggeration. It was a rehash of episode 100. So 377 episodes ago. Hope you enjoyed that throwback. This week, episode 477 is a special episode. Now, really, it is a special episode. Let me talk about my musical loves for a moment. If you're a Retrospect listener, you'll know that I love 60s garage punk, group sounds, all the stuff we play here on the show. I also love the music of my time, 80s alt-rock, Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr. But I also love obscure freak folk. I love 70s African psychedelic guitar music. I love Afrobeat. I especially love the Drive-By Truckers and Jason Isbell. But for me, there's one songwriter who towers above all of this music. He is the Holy Grail. And I've thought a long time about doing a tribute show, right back to when I did those Beatles and Stones episodes. Could I take this on? Should I? Well, I have. I may not have acknowledged his 80th birthday, but I'm acknowledging this week, Bob Dylan. So the episode is entirely Dylan tunes or Dylan adjacent tunes. What on earth is Dylan adjacent? Well, songs that clearly mimic Dylan or take enormous influence from him. So we started the show with a band called The Sandals, formed in 1962 as The Twangs, then they became The Shadows, then they became The Sandals, released their first album Scrambler in 1964, and later changed their name to The Sandals. largely surf-influenced, but not exclusively, as demonstrated by our opening track from 1966 on World Pacific Records, The Sandals, with Tell Us Dylan. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Right, let's get into some of the many Dylan covers that I have in the Retrospect collection. Starting with a band who formed in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, signed to Tomorrow Records, owned by Goffin and King. They became one of the most popular live acts in New Jersey and New York during the 60s, released several singles, and had some hits in local markets, such as Albany. They intended to record an LP in 1969, but their guitarist, Rick Philp, was sadly murdered. This band is The Middle Class, and this is the B-side of their debut 45 from November 1965, The Middle Class, with Gates of Eden.
A message? You mean like, what song with a message?
Well, like Eve of Destruction and things like that.
Do I prefer that to what?
I don't know, but your songs are supposed to have a subtle message. A
subtle message?
Well, they're supposed to.
Where'd you hear that?
Take me for a trip upon your magic floor and ship.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
On the time you justify through the bumps of dime in your pine, didn't you? Oh, people call, said beware, call your mind before you thought they were all. But couldn't you? You used to laugh about, have a party that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud. I'm having a beast clown. You're next to me.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and this episode is entirely influenced by and paying tribute to the master, Bob Dylan. Two tracks. Firstly, out of the States, the Middle Class with Gates of Eden. Then from the UK, a band who were voted the number three group in a 1961 Merseybeat poll. Contemporaries of the Beatles, they also played in Hamburg, Germany. They were also regulars in the Cavern Club, sharing the bills with Jerry and the Pacemakers, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, and others. They played American Air Force bases in France, had a variety of lead singers, including Johnny Sandon, and latterly, a guy called Tommy Quigley. Actually, his real name was Tommy Quigley. The band is called the Remo Four. They were hired by George Harrison as his backing band for part of his first solo work. Also became Billy Fury's backing band. Quite a career for a band that's relatively unknown. The Remo 4 with their cover of Like a Rolling Stone. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, this band were from New York City, began as an R&B combo, very much influenced by the Rolling Stones. They called themselves the Druids. Later in their career, they moved to the West Coast and changed their name to the Druids of Stonehenge and evolved their sound to fit the then emerging psychedelic rock sound. 1968, they recorded an LP for Uni Records called Creation. Broke up a year later. That LP included this cover, Bob Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, from the Druids of Stonehenge.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think we'll last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He knows now that you're often with his gun. Crying like a fire.
Many people who labor in the same musical vineyard in which you toil, how many are protest singers? That is, people who use their music and use the songs to protest the social state in which we live today, the matter of war, the matter of crime, or whatever it might be.
How many?
Yes. Are there many who
do? Yeah, I think there's about 136.
You say about 136? Or do you mean exactly 136?
It's either 136 or 142.
You raise up your head and ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says it's his. And you say, what's mine? Somebody else says, well, what is? You say, oh my God, am I here all alone? And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket, then you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? You say, impossible, as he hands you a phone. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Oh, you have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect. Anyway, they already expect you to all give a check to deductible charity organization. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You walk into the room like a camel and you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. Should be made to wear earphones. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Do you, Mr.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
She got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look bad. She got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look bad. She can take the dark out of the night. You'll start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. Then you will wind up peeking through a keyhole down upon your knees. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the time they are a change. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. All the time put your block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a king. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Can't let get out of the new one if you can't lift your hand. For the damn, they are a change. For the damn, they are a change. For the damn, they are a change. Yeah. For the damn, they are a change.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Four more Bob Dylan covers. Starting off with Druids of Stonehenge, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. Then a band that were together from 1966 right through to 75. Originally the creation of Lou Adler and songwriters P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. The band name emerged in 1965 when those songwriters had written several songs trying to cash in the budding folk rock movement. They chose the name The Grassroots as two words, later spelt The Grassroots as one word. They received some interest, so then went looking for a group to back up that name. They found one called the Bedouins out of San Francisco, who had won a Teenage Battle of the Bands in San Mateo, California. So that band became The Grassroots. They backed up the Mamas and the Papas and Barry McGuire in Hollywood. And then by 1965, recorded a cover of Dylan's Ballad of a Thin Man, retitled Mr. Jones, brackets, Ballad of a Thin Man, backed with a track called You're a Lonely Girl. So the Grassroots, Mr. Jones, off the Love is the Song We Sing compilation. That was followed by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. You can see them on our Facebook and Instagram. One of the great psychedelic rock bands out of California, formed 1965. Their cover of She Belongs to Me off their debut album, Volume 1. Released 1966 on a small label called FIFO Records. Then wrapping the set, a guy called Pete Antel. 1965 release on Bounty Records. Pete Antel, also known as Peter Blaze Antonio, from St. Albans, Queens. Singer-songwriter, guitarist, arranger, producer, involved with groups such as the American Twisters, The Chants, and the Peter Antel Guitars. So Peter Antel, cover of The Times They Are Changing.
In America, you don't see public pornography shops where erotic books are displayed for both sexes with government approval.
Retrospect. Well, let's look at Global Garage now. These songs, all Dylan or Dylan adjacent, fitting with the theme of this week's show. We're starting off with a band out of Canada called La 5e Dimension. This track, L'Amour Revient, a cover of Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
Tes yeux montaient quand tu partis pour plaire à d'autres. Tu ne pouvais dans ton regard cacher ta peine.
and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver. No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver.
Muchos hombres temen quedar sin mujer, pero si eres cuate, no las de perder. Guarda bien tu novia, dale lo mejor, que donde llega el esquimal hay acción. Si las mira, las congelará.
No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver.
Es imposible quererlo evitar, pues en cualquier parte él pudiera estar. Todo el mundo al verlo empieza a gritar, que donde llega el esquimal hay acción. Si las mira, las congelará.
No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver. No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver.
Yo no sé qué tenga, que le pueden ver, pues el tipo es feo, jamás no poder. Tiene muchas chicas, la verdad no sé, que donde llega el esquimal hay acción. Si las mira, las congelará.
No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver. No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver. No hay que temer de su poder, que es buen amigo, tú lo habrás de ver.
That's good and even great.
Yeah.
And that is four selections of global covers of Dylan tracks. La 5E Dimension out of Canada topped the set with their cover of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. Then we had Los Belmonts. Picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. Out of Mexico City, formed 1965. One of that first wave of rock bands who sung in Spanish. Would be less likely for them to have sung one of Dylan's more folk-orientated tunes, but Quinn the Eskimo, really a pop song. So their cover of that track called El Esquimal from Mexico's Los Belmonts, followed by Les Sauterelles, French name, Grasshoppers, but actually a Swiss band formed in 1962. Considered to be one of the closest tribute bands to the Beatles and the Shadows in their early years, but I selected their cover of Desolation Row. Then wrapping the set, out of Japan, The Spiders, formed Tokyo 1963, cool cover of Mr. Tambourine Man. More cool Dylan tracks straight after this.
Retrospect. Just found half of a funny looking cigarette. Now what?
Well, we have had loads of Dylan covers. Time for some Dylan adjacent tracks, or Dylan-esque tracks. Starting with The Changing Times, a pop folk group. They wrote and recorded The Pied Piper in 1965, but was more of a hit for Crispy and St. Peter's. Toured with Sonny and Cher on their I Got Babe tour, but they also recorded this track. Less than 2 minutes long, B-side to Pied Piper from 1965. This is The Changing Times with Thank You, Babe.
Thank you. playing is bloody awful jabber rabber do music.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept the box in the gloom of my room till my girl named Cheryl said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce, and I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop popped a hot boy." She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail in your jail for stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. Got in the mail from a frail at Yale who failed, and she dropped a grail in third rail on the Santa Fe Trail, hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird?" I said, "How is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in the jam? Like the dribbling of a fram?" People used to stop me, say, "Hey boy, don't you know you've banned up really bad?" I get mad, shake my head till they get some tools. And then one day this doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. This man is true, your tops are off of sloppy residue." That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendrup. But I can't use my comb, little covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snare? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling ram. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands, and there'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today a sideman, tomorrow the whole band, you see. We'll be right back.
music's fat. The head's too long, what will I know? What will I know? What will I know? Yeah, what will I know?
And that is three Dylan-esque 60s garage tracks. The Change in Times, Thank You Babe, top the set. Then from Canada, inevitable that this track would make it back into this episode. The band is called the Race Marbles, so very clearly a parody of Bob Dylan. Race Marbles, an alter ego of a Canadian novelty song singer called Gary Ferrier, had some sort of involvement with an outfit called the Chumming Birds, but this one is the Race Marbles, Like a Dribbling Fram, classic bit of Dylan-esque parody. Then wrapping the set, from 1965, a band called the Nocturnes, A-side of their only American release. Apparently this band didn't even know that this song had been released until decades later, thanks to YouTube. So, the Nocturnes, what do they know? Another Dylan-esque track for this week's themed retrospect.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
Time to squeeze in one more Dylan-influenced track. This one is a 60s garage classic. It is on that Nugget set. It's been in the show before. Most 60s garage fans, I think, will know this one. It is from Mouse and the Traps, from Tyler, Texas. Their debut 45, actually not released as Mouse and the Traps. At that stage, they were simply Mouse. Released on Fraternity Records, December 65, this is a public execution.
Some words are best not spoken, some things are best not said. But since this is your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. Mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel. And about the things he said he told you, that is, I'm such a heel. I could never be honest that to you I'd always lied. But he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel pony ride. You at least might have asked me if the scene was really what it seemed. But like a queen ruled by her jester, your conclusions was his scheme. Convinced yourself I was the only one really make you happy, satisfy your soul. Now you say I failed you since we spent up all my gold. Have you ever seen the truth before? Have you ever made a try? Such a thing for you so impossible, with them beams all in your eyes. Said you want one good chance to really put me down, and how you'd love to smear my name all over my hometown. Said some mouse made a fool of you and said don't waste a dime. Your phone is out of order now, babe, for me you got no time. If this is really what you're thinking, then it's really, really all my fault. You better find yourself a welder, baby, that you got locked up in your vault. Yeah, you got your point put over now. It seems you found the match. Burn the bridge behind you, babe. Slam your door and pull the latch. I know just how you're hurting from your feelings as they burn. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but it's no longer my concern.
That's Texas band Mouse and the Traps, at that stage simply known as Mouse, with a public execution, another 60s garage track, so clearly channeling the subject of this week's episode, Bob Dylan. I hope you've enjoyed the Dylan covers, I hope you've enjoyed the Dylan influence tracks. I really enjoyed putting this episode together. Guess what? I've got enough for at least one more Dylan tribute episode. If you'd like to hear more, go to our social media, Facebook, Instagram, search Retrospect Garage Punk. Give me a comment, Rate and review this episode if you can. Apple Podcasts, easiest place to do that. Really appreciate that feedback and those ratings, which really help with discovery of this podcast. So please, if you have a moment, do that. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental, but as a measure of the importance of this week's subject, I am leaving you with some Dylan. This is off the fairly recently released Bootleg Series Volume 12, The Cutting Edge, 1965 to 1966. Which brings together recordings from those years, mostly unreleased demos and outtakes from recording sessions for Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. It doesn't get much better than this. This one is untitled, well, it's titled Instrumental Take 2. A little Dylan to see you out. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.